on Sirius 130. Are you there?
Hello, I'm back.
Hey, Kurt, you're back. How can Carla help you?
My question is, when we're at the Mass, it's the Passover meal. So just as the Hebrews thought that they would bring Passover presents, mm-hmm. they would eat the meal, are we present at Calvary when we are at Mass?
Or is Calvary present among us, since we don't time travel?
Yeah, the answer is they're in the sacramental way, there is a sense in which we can say that Calvary is present before us. It is represented, made present in our midst behind the veil of the senses, precisely because, as the church has always taught, it's the same priest, namely Jesus, offering, making the offering. It's the same victim, namely Jesus, being offered, and the same object to whom the sacrifice is offered, namely God the Father. The priest, victim, and object of the sacrifice was the same on Calvary as it is in the Mass. Consequently, the Church has always taught the Mass is not another sacrifice of Christ, but it is the same sacrifice of Christ made present in an unbloody manner. And we get hints of this in the book of Hebrews, particularly chapter 3, when the author of Hebrews is talking about Jesus being our high priest who enters into the heavenly sanctuary, interceding on our behalf for an eternity as a high priest. What is he offering as a high priest before the Father? It can't be another sacrifice. It must be his own sacrifice, the very same sacrifice, presenting it to the Father in the heavenly sanctuary in an unbloody manner. And it's basically that theology that grounds the understanding of the Mass, that the Mass is that same one sacrifice made present here and now in an unbloody manner behind the veil of the senses. So you're correct in making a parallel between how, you know, the Jews, when they celebrate Passover and they, anamnesis is the Greek word, as Jesus says in the Last Supper, do this in remembrance of me, right? That word, anamnesis, to call to mind, within the Jewish tradition was understood as to call to mind, not sense to just remember it, but to make it present, to actually be partaking of those events in order to experience the fruits of those events. And similarly, that's what we do in the Mass. We call to mind the sacrifice of Christ, but it's not just calling to mind to remember it, makes it present in our midst so that we can actually partake of the fruits of that salvific act.
Lots more at Catholic.com on the unbloody representation, as Carla rightly points out, of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. That's why we call it a sacrifice, right? It's not just a celebratory meal.
That's correct.
Mass has table. It drives me around the bend.
That's right. Well, there is the meal element, because we have to take and eat. And if you look in the biblical theology in the Old Testament, every ratifying ceremony of covenants always involved what? A meal, table fellowship. Even when mm-hmm. Moses went up on Mount Sinai in Exodus 24, he ate with the Lord, right? So there is an element of table fellowship and dining and eating, but as in the Old Testament, every covenant not only had a meal, but it also had a sacrifice. So in the ratifying ceremony of the New Covenant, namely the Last Supper, and by way of extension, the Mass, guess what? You not only have the meal, but you got to have the sacrifice as well. Yep. And it's not just some sacrifice or an animal sacrifice like it was in the Old Testament. It's the one sacrifice of Christ with infinite value to bring about redemption mm-hmm. to the world.
Also works for me.
Amen.
Thank you for the call, Kurt.